Great on. Great on. Adam's like a good cook. Probably good for the man knows how to cook. Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought this was a new thing of the current generation, you know, the man should also share the cooking. But you have been doing good? Yeah. So, in real human civilization, the institution of marriage is there so that people can peacefully and in a regulated way deal with this male-female attraction issue. When that issue is not dealt with in a regulated, controlled manner, it causes havoc in society. People nowadays think it's very advanced and sophisticated that marriage is on the wane, family structures breaking apart, teenagers begin at a very young age to cohabit. Many of the young people in this room, in their teenage years, they cohabited at home, in the home of their parents. That was the parents' encouragement. Did you know that? So, yes, it's quite common. I won't name any names, but they were the teenagers. Our young people in this room, their parents encouraged them, oh yes, bring him home, bring her home, live together, at least, you know, under our roof, and you know what's going on. Quite common to say. So, this seems to be sophisticated, but actually causes the degradation of society. Because as long as there's no proper, methodical, and regulated way to deal with the male and female impulse, it goes way out of control. And when that impulse is way out of control, it means that people cannot focus on the actual goal of life. They cannot focus upon the need for enlightenment or self-realization. How can you do that when your senses are boiling and your mind is roasting? You cannot properly focus on the ultimate goal of life. This is why people today do not know that they're not a flame of fire. They're being consumed by fire. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, just brain on the main atop. The lust burns by fire and it is never satisfied. It's like you'll never satisfy fire by pouring oil on it. Simply can never satisfy your senses by sense gratification. But these things aren't taught today. In fact, the opposite is taught. That since sense gratification, lust is the goal of life, start as early as possible. And the parents, they have no reason or understanding for how to dissuade their children. Because to the parents, lust is everything, so they figure, well, how can we stop the kids? Just make sure, you know, that they use contraceptives. This is the meaning of life, this is the prime activity of life, so how can we refuse them? So therefore the best advice that so many parents give is just be careful, make sure you use your contraceptives. No one is looking to see the devastation this policy is causing on the psychological development, but think of the spiritual development. What happens when these unrestricted affairs begin at such a young age is that the whole psychology becomes affected, crippled. The child, the teenager, never has a chance to learn the art of self-discipline. That's a lost word, self-discipline. The parents have no idea of that value, so how can they tell their children? All they can say is, just don't get into any complicated situations. Sure. You know, boys will be boys and girls will be girls, but just, you know, don't make any, you know, visible problems. What's going on? And the problem is not just of the teenagers, it's also of the adults. if the adults do marry, is the ever-present reality of divorce. Probably people have two marriages end in divorce, so why not? If you don't taste the pleasure that you initially were tasting in the relationship, why not end it? Never mind that there are children. In fact, it is said that it'll be alright if the parents divorce, because the children will see an honest situation that my parents couldn't get along, and so they honestly admitted that and they separated. And so supposedly the children will benefit by the honesty, because parents tell them so. Of course, no. The children are very damaged. But everybody will justify their justification in any kind of way. It's better our children know the facts of life. They should understand these things. They'll do the same thing when they get older, so why should we repress ourselves when the children are also going to do it? When they get older, they'll just make decisions based on what's good for their sense of gratification at the moment. So why shouldn't we do it? Why should we repress ourselves thinking we're setting a bad example to the children? When the children, they'll be more eager to do what we've done. They're going to do that anyway, so why should we deprive ourselves? It's not human civilization, because as soon as people become slaves of their mind and senses, they are useless for the higher purposes of life, completely useless. In a real human civilization, the male-female attraction is curved and curtailed and channeled in such a way that it doesn't cause havoc in society. Okay? Man wants woman, you take one woman. Woman wants man, you take one man. And you settle this thing between the two of you in a controlled way, licensed way. Just like, you know, there are liquor licenses. Similarly, in a real human society, there is the sex license. All right? The body has its tendency, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. The body has these tendencies, so let's deal with it in a controlled, licensed way. In this way, we can understand that in any real human society, the male-female relationships are regulated, controlled, curtailed, so that havoc doesn't break out and people rise to the roof. Beyond regulating this impulse, there's Krishna consciousness, in which everything can be used for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. The Vedic system of ancient India is that there are four social statuses of life. One of them is marriage. And marriage is looked upon as an opportunity for purification. The man and woman agree to assist one another in spiritual advancement, becoming purified, rather than assisting one another in becoming deeply absorbed in the bodily concept of life. That's the problem to begin with, the bodily concept of life. I think I'm the body, you think you're the body. We'll get together and make the problem even worse. We'll create children who will also think they're the body, and in this way the world's problems become compounded. But in Krishna consciousness, the man and woman, they use their unit or combination as a vehicle for enlightenment. They assist one another in progressing toward the ultimate goal of life. In this way, an arrangement that can quite often be troublesome is used for a constructive purpose. But for that constructive purpose to be reached, there has to be sense control. And this is a lost concept, you say, sense control. I remember a couple years ago, I was speaking to a group of high school girls in Auckland. They came to our center in Auckland. About 10 of them. And I asked, Do any of you know what it means, what the word chaste means? I won't crack their head. All heads. You don't know what it means. Never heard the word before. I can understand. So I would ask each one of them. So what do you think is going to happen to your life?
Well,
maybe we'll go to university, maybe not. Maybe we'll do some traveling. They all said, sooner or later we hope to meet Mr. Wright and, you know, we'll settle down. I said, well, meanwhile, before you meet Mr. Wright and settle down, are you kind of, abstaining? Yeah, what, you're not going crazy? Of course not! In other words, right now we're with Mr. Right or Mr. Wrong, Mr. Farsley Right, it doesn't matter. We don't have to be done now. Now, the weekend has to be filled with someone at some time. Now, society has no way of calculating the great social cost of this uncontrolled life. They won't calculate it. The enormous damage it does in terms of economics. All the trouble society has to go through just to allow people to have their branded sexual affairs.
I think it was New Zealand? It
had something like $2 million earmarked for contraceptives.
$2 million.
And in Australia recently, there was a kind of a battle with the government because the government medical bureaucracy didn't want that, as part of the free medical care, they didn't want that Viagra would be part of it. But the people were protesting, this is a medical essential. It's a prime necessity of life. The government was arguing, oh no, it's a very expensive drug, and it's not a life or death matter, and we shouldn't have to provide it freely. But the people would accept it. And of course, recently in the USA, their past president, his affairs were publicly displayed on every newspaper and television, must be affairs of the secretary. He's a married man, daughter's going to the uni. What's his daughter going to say? 19 years old, going to the uni, and every newspaper, television, the USA, her father's personal affairs, that's spread, What can you say except that? Dad's just trying to have a good time, But I guess I should too. But what else can you say? These things will happen, life's going on. Now, how can you have peace in such society? It cannot be mind and sense control. This is how can there be peace? Another symptom of uncontrolled lust is this fever for economic development. Economic development is lust on an organized scale. So all this share market stuff, any of this multinational economic activity, once we learn to see that, the expansion of personal lust and all sorts of things, more, forget it, profit, please. How are we going to cure the present ills of society?
First of all, we have to recognize that these things are ill.
One of our members,
our dwelling in here in the community here,
he tells a story of how he was 21 and he had a 19-year-old girlfriend. And somehow on his own, he figured out, he's kind of uncontrolled lusty affairs. There's just something wrong about it. Doesn't seem right. There's just something more to life than that. So he called his 19-year-old girlfriend, look, why don't we stop this? I'll take a breath. In vain. The next weekend, he went to her house to live with her parents, to visit her. And the mother met him at the door and began to chastise him. What kind of weird guy are you? What are you not doing to my daughter? What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Shocking us. Is it? And people expect that there's going to be social progress and being impossible. What you get is simply a college society of animals, and the politics coming off. You used to say a royal edition of animals, but now the royal luxury has faded. And people are proud to say, I'm out and out animal. I'm a hard man. In the face of this mass degradation, here we are trying to establish some civilization. Relationships based on spiritual values. Spiritual values being mind and sense control. So the marriage is a unit of discipline and sense control. In that sense, in a proper marriage, it is also celibacy. How is that? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, dharma through no food taking, kamasmi vanaprastha. Krishna says, I am specified according to dharma. So there's a place left. What is specified according to dharma? That means engaging in infinite affairs simply according to the proper method for bringing a high consciousness child into the world. Krishna says, I am that process. Generally, man wants women, women wants man. So how to deal with that attraction in a way that both the man and woman can progress beyond the body consciousness? And in fact, the opportunity is there for both the man and woman. It's very important. Devotional service. Very important. Work for helping others. Very important work for serving the creator of that. In this way, not only is that impulse for attraction dealt with, but also it's used for the highest purpose. Otherwise, everyone knows that the so-called romance fades very quickly. Every experience. Family man and woman knows that basically after 5 years of marriage you have to renegotiate your marriage once again. That's a romantic case like that. Well, what are we, 5 years together, what's our purpose? For those who are together for spiritual purposes, it's very easy to weather the coming and going with romance. Otherwise, it's very difficult. And in today's culture, in which there's no stress given to sense control and discipline, people can't come up with one good reason why they should stay together when they don't romance fades. Look anew for somebody else. That's acceptable. Of course, it makes ordinary transactions of society so complicated. Say it's a marriage or a divorce, so now you just have a law passed in New Zealand. If couples have lived together for 3 years, then you know, they're considered to have been legally together, and their assets can be divided if they separate, just like a marriage. All these complications. So, In Krishna consciousness, we want to, for ourselves, use marriage as an instrument for achieving the heights of consciousness. And we also want to set an example for society. That there's something more important than bodily happiness. That everything can be used for Krishna's pleasure if artfully done. We're very nice if you all have come here tonight. Give your blessing to the new couple. Everyone knows that. His father came down and checked Adam out. Yes, he's one of the very nice person. Very good. You actually don't get that kind of thing anymore. I mean, yeah. Father coming down to spend 3 days living with the future groom to check him out, make sure he's good for the daughter. Yeah, they get that way. That's happening. But then you can't blame the parents in one sense, because I mean they've seen their kids with so many partners that finally just can't keep up with it. They try at first.
Oh, bring him by, bring him home for dinner, let's meet him. Is this good?
Yes, mother, this is good. Yeah, later somebody else. Finally the parents just like throw their hands up in the air and pick it up. His father, he did that. He checked out Adam.
Visited him 3 days. We had to find him later.
And I went to him. I dropped by. That's the case that Adam's mother's house in Cambridge.
Really? I just think people in love with him never know.
You guys were present, you were talking.
Oh, I think you had a hand in it. There you are.
I only recommended that they check each other out. They have to make this decision. Live people's lives in that kind of thing. Maybe this could be an anchor to give you a few things. Fair enough, right? So, ask for the comment.
Oh, very good job. Very good hunch you have.
And they have been serving Krishna in the same vicinity for some time, so. They got to know each other better than me. Cheaper too. I still remember when I first met Kate coming to Ayurveda workshop to welcome. Maybe I could recognize a very special person. Materially exhausted. He was disgusted with the material world. He was confused with the material world. And he was told me, I don't have anything to do with man. You have. Whenever anybody would talk about marriage, he'd have to turn his head to him. He just would always say, look, I don't even think about that. But as the years went by, he purified his consciousness.
I can see that you were open to positive alternatives. How is that? And Adam will also tell me the same. I've done my time. But I can see that Jack can have the following of the first class popcorn. I can tell that by visiting him in his own favor. I can see he's a very good bachelor in waiting. Waiting for the right person. Demonstrate to people how to live properly. And we have our other Adam here, and Mary, they're from Palmerston. They are. Everyone can see they're married, without a doubt, and in the house. Adam works, Mary cleans the house and cooks. People want to see how it is that couples live in Christian houses. Because the way Western social civilization is now, no one understands all the tsunamis and values. Population today, you can only blame the parents. Because of their low consciousness, they've attracted into their family low consciousness entities, low consciousness children. So real birth control means quality control. If you cannot raise a child so that the child achieves the highest level of consciousness, don't have children. That's real birth control. If you can't uplift the child to its full spiritual potential, don't bother anything. Why increase the amount of ignorant entities in the world?
by parents having children, that they cannot live properly, the parents get karmic reactions. Anyone who thinks of a leadership position who cannot uplift the children, children of the state, children of the family, children of the teacher, if a person who is taking responsibility cannot do the job, that person can karmic reaction.
So it's a very
weighty responsibility. Be a parent, be a teacher, be a governor. Therefore, if you want to know the reason why there are so many social ills, just look at the procreators, the persons who are having families, and they can see the root of the problem. They do not know how to bring children into this world who are more advanced than cats and dogs. They don't know how to do that. The parents have low consciousness, they attract into their family low consciousness children. That's the problem. What are we trying to do about it? We are trying to provide examples to society of how men and women can live together in a very dignified spiritual way. That's our contribution. Practical example. It's not easy, but we're trying. Sometimes we fail. We're not perfect angels, but at least we're trying at something. We make mistakes sometimes, but we are trying for the right thing. We're trying to be pure. And if we continue, we shall be. Pardon? If you follow the process properly, yes. If you can hear about it. You don't outgrow it anyway. Just ask your grandmother. You do outgrow it. What seems to be so all enveloping, sooner or later it's going to fade away. But, when you're younger, it's hard to believe that stuff. It seems so omnipresent. It's just a phase of the body and mind. So either you give it up voluntarily, or it will give you up in the future. But if you give it up voluntarily, you make a lot of advances to get that credit. You've conquered it. You don't have to go through that again in your next life. So you're not just battling with that thing for this life. You're trying to make a permanent solution so you don't have to deal with it again in your next life. That's the payoff. Peace in this life and the next. Whereas you surrender to uncontrolled senses and you get hell in this life and the next. That was the condition of living. No determination for higher things, no honor, no dignity, just do what you gotta do to satisfy yourself. We understand. That's the moral code of these days. In Krishna consciousness, we are working hard to set a proper example. To reclaim abuse people.
Everyone was abused.
Reclaim them and
transform them into
yogis, masters of their things, so that everyone can see these shining things. Otherwise, what hope is there for society today? Free social life amongst themselves. But the word got around that he was practicing Krishna consciousness and he had withdrawn himself from the market. He was no longer a candidate for Wild the Bear. So he told us that all the female flight attendants, so many of them, would just come up and try to provoke him. It was like becoming championship event, World Cup. Who's going to be the one to provoke Carol and make him give up this farce? He became like an exotic, exotic merchandise. And he thinks that he's going to control his senses. Who's going to be the one? It became like a status thing. Who's going to bring Errol back to his right senses? He's just a party animal. Who's going to save him? In a real human society, they would commend him, glorify him. Yes, another person choosing sense control. But in pseudo-human society you have today, he's condemned. Bro, what's wrong with you? You know how weird me? It's like Kate, she told me how in high school, everyone would make fun of her because she was trying to be Kate. Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They made fun of her. It was all initiated by the boys. The boys would tell the girl, and so the boys would tell that to the girl, and then the girls would make fun of her.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right, Kate. You think you're doing it enough?
Horrible.
So this caused her great emotional stress.
This is the kind of society we have now.
In which, and then one last example. We have one couple in Auckland. They were living together for 7 years before they came to Christmas. And by that time, they had two children. So I told them, now that you come to Krishna consciousness, I think you should realize that you're going to live together and since you already have children, you should get married. Yeah, okay, they had no objection.
That's right,
Man and woman should be married if they're living together and already have two children. So the mother of the young woman heard about it. And she immediately came rushing in to give her advice. She told her, no, don't rush into anything. It's not too late to change your mind. Are you sure he's the one for you? She said, Mom, please. I've got, a 5-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. We've been together for 7 years. I think it's a bit late for, consider that there might be somebody else. But the mother thought she would make a very good parent. So you don't have to rush into anything. Are you sure he's the one for you? Think twice. This is what's going on. I can tell you so many examples. So many. How do you expect the people to find you? Krishna consciousness is very important because
and is showing people how to live properly. A culture of purity so that people can achieve the highest.